Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Libracha. We're in the middle of Simen Tuf Ayin Tes. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Zimun. You should try to have a Zimun at the Seder. What does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah explains this is referring to Hallel, that the ideal way to sing praise to Hashem is one person says the praise and other people answer. So at the Seder, when you say Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, supposed to say one person says Hodu and everyone answers Hodu. One person says Yomar Na and everyone else answers Hodu, like we do at davening, at Hallel and davening, with the Chazan leading everyone else in singing. Also, Anu Hashem Moshiana is the same thing. So therefore, you should try to have three people at the Seder for that reason, to sing Hallel in the best way. It's best if it's three people, three adults. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if the Ramah says later, even if it's a katan, even if it's three people including a katan, that also works. You want to have the idea of one person saying it and others responding. The Mishnah Berurah says it works with women as well. However, if you're singing the Hodu, the Mishnah Berurah points out you have to be very careful from having Kol Isha. Kol Isha is not good, causes a lot of problems, and it's usur. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're saying it, then it's okay to have women involved. But if you're singing it, you have to be careful regarding Kol Isha. Well, the Ramah says, Hagadol Shebhen Omer Hodu V'ana V'chem Onin Achra. The leader of the Seder starts with Hodu, and everyone else responds. Now, this is only Luchachila, but really anyone can be the leader. But anyone can lead the Hodu and Anu Hashem, even if it's not the main person running the Seder, it still works. Now here it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah explains a gadol can say to a katan, "You lead it." Why would he do this? To keep the kid awake. Want the child to stay awake, and you want them to be involved in mitzvos, bechinuch for mitzvos. Here the Mishnah Berurah explains this works by Anu Hashem. By Anu Hashem, the people that respond say the same thing the katan is saying. So therefore, those psukim are said by Hodu. So only the one who is leading says Hodu, Yomarna, Yomruna, Yomruna. And so those psukim have to be said by a gadol. So though that part of Hallel, it should not be led by a katan. Only the Anu Hashem Hoshiana can be led by a katan. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. And the Ramah concludes that normally during the year, the Baal HaBayis can have somebody else lead the Zimun, but at the Seder, the minig is that the Baal HaBayis himself is the one who runs the Zimun on the benching. Now, when you're benching, so you have the third cup of wine, and it connects to the benching. So, Rav David Feinstein paskins in the Kol Dodi Haggadah in chapter 19 that only the leader has to raise his cup during the benching. In other words, during the benching, the one who's leading the benching has to pick up the cup. Everyone else can have the cup on the table, on their plate during the bench, and only pick it up at the end when they drink. If there's no zimun, then each person who's staying benching has to lift up his own cup. Well, after the benching is over, everyone says the bracha brei pei gefen on the wine, and you drink the third cup with Hesed. Simon Tafpe. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Kos Revi, Mask, now you pour the fourth cup after benching's over. Maske lolanu, v'gomer lev esahalel, v'enomrei halucha, elo ma'achar gamar halo, halo agado, which is Hodu Hashem, and then Nishmas, and then Yishtabach, and then Yahalucha with Melech Moab with Yishbachos. So the Shulchan Aruch says the order is you say Lolanu, the second half of Hallel, and you don't say Yahalucha, then you say Hodu, then you say Nishmas, then Yishtabach, and then Yahalucha with the closure of Melech Mehulal Batish Bachos. That's the minug of Nusach Sfar. Now normally you say Hallel standing, but at the Seder we say Hallel sitting. Well, The Mishnah Berurah quotes the other minhag. The other minhag is you say your halalucha at the end of Hallel, but you don't conclude with the bracha. Then you say hodu and nishmach, nishmas and yishtabach. And at the end of yishtabach, you have the closure of melech mehulal v'tishbachos. Those are the two customs. You want to make sure that everyone at the Seder is following the same minhag. You shouldn't have half people at the Seder following one and half following the other. And this is indeed the standard Ashkenazi minhag, to follow what the Mishnah Berurah says, to say the halalucha after halal, don't say the bracha at the end of the halalucha, then say halal hagadol, and then say nishmas, all the way through yishtabach, and say the bracha at the end of yishtabach. Oh, at the end of, and then after you finish the halal, v'shoseb, you say the bracha on the wine, v'shoseb ez seba, and you drink the fourth cup, doing haseba. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, without saying Brei Pei HaGefen, and the Ramah says, if we say, you do say Brei Pei HaGefen, this is a machlokas, we discussed it earlier in the Shirin. Do you say a bracha on the second and fourth cups of wine at the Seder? The Sephardim say no, and the Ashkenazim say yes. Oh, and then after you finish the fourth cup, you say the bracha achrona of Al HaGefen, and that covers the fourth cup as well as the third cup. And this is why you should be careful when you drink the fourth cup, to drink a revius of wine for the fourth cup, because you have to make sure to say the bracha achrona. By the other four cups of wine at the Seder, you don't have to drink a revius, but for this cup, you have to drink a revius to make sure you can say the bracha achrona. The standard practice, the many haggadahs have the minhag of saying having the bracha on the wine right after yishtabach. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, some haggadahs have to delay the bracha on the wine until after some of the piyutim. Why? Because you want to delay drinking the wine so you don't go to sleep thirsty. So some have that custom to delay drinking the fourth cup of wine until later, not only after Hallel's over, but indeed after some of the piyutim. In connection with the idea of saying Hallel with three people, that one person sings, says it, and the other two respond, I want to add a comment from the Mishnah Berurah with the Shaar Tzion, with Rav Devin Sol Shlita's additional comment. So at the end of Sif Katan Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't have three people in your house, so Yire lehazmin lechadchila lesu'uda eza oreach, you should invite a guest, and that way you'll have a third person. Kidei she'ilo zimun shalem v'berkas amazon v'gam lemiras hodu. Ideally, you should have a zimun at the Seder. So he says, invite a guest. Now, the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah writes, debelav hachi, because aside from this reason of having a zimun and having people respond to the hodu and on Hashem Oshiyana and Hallel, mevur v'kam of svarim v'shem azohar hakadosh, de mitzvah lehazmin oreach ani b'chag. You should invite an ani to your Seder. U'befrat, and especially on Pesach, and it says, kol echad, Kodich bin Yeseh b'yecho. Whosoever needs should come and eat. So therefore, ideally, if you're going to invite an ani to your Seder, especially if he'll be the third person, the third adult, or the third person at least, Rav Nematzal adds on, Zu chova mi deraisa latet l'anim. It's a chi of deraisa to share with the anim. The Efshtar Lotzei Sidei Chova Bechach Shemazmin Odom Ani Lissar Al Shulchano. And you can be Yotzei by inviting an Ani to eat with you. The other possibility is you have to give tzedakah before Pesach. And that tzedakah is going to go to help people have their own Seder. On every Yom Tov there's a special Inyan to give tzedakah, so that when you're enjoying your Yom Tov Suda, so the Neem are also enjoying their Suda from your money. That's a famous idea from the Rambam. But on Pesach, there's an additional element that since it's the Seder, we say, Kol Dich V'Yeseh V'Yechu, there's an additional obligation
to help out their neim at this and for Pesach. So either you can invite them to the Suda, or you give tzedakah before Pesach to help people have a seder, you know, have their own seder, have enough matzah and wine for their own seder. Okay, well, so that's an important idea of the extra obligation to give tzedakah before Pesach. Okay, we'll stop here.